another Arizona Saturday morning. Come on into my house right here at Rosie on the House. Jennifer and I had a beautiful ride last Monday. Boy, that was pretty. Water everywhere as we were riding on a desert of green grass carpet. It was gorgeous. I usually try and start the 7 o'clock morning very upbeat, but I have to tell you, my behind is more than a little chapped this week.
From the ride?
No.
The horses are pretty fresh and ready to go. I thought maybe, you know.
No.
You're in a little out of shape there.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Rosie. The other voice you hear is my wife, sweet Jennifer, in the studio with me, as well as our son, Romy. Good morning, Mr. Romes. How you doing, bud?
I'm wondering just how close to the off switch of your microphone I should be.
How chappiness are we?
And then across the bulletproof glass, we've got our engineer, Mike Reisch. Good morning, all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. And our 7 o'clock time is usually the time we try and kind of lift you up out of the comfort of your bed, nice and easy, put you in an uplifted, motivated spirit frame of mind to tackle the rest of your glorious weekend. But man, this week made me mad. Really mad.
All right, reveal.
Well, one, I don't like daylight savings time.
You don't?
This is so aggravating.
But we don't. It doesn't affect us too bad.
Well, it does when you've got business communications all over the country.
Or kids.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out when to talk to Julia, what time the kids awake, asleep.
Who invented, somebody call Rosie on the House right now and tell me who invented daylight savings time. 1-888-767-4348.
Well, you told me it was for the farmers, right, to give an extra hour of daylight.
That's exactly what it is.
You know, I always thought it was the Midwest agriculture culture that kind of pushed this on us. And so I'm willing to go soft on that because all farmers are my friends.
Well, because your family's farmers in Louisiana.
But Germany was the first country to ever use daylight savings time.
Well, now they're pretty smart, so maybe that's a good reason then.
Well, what makes you think they're smart?
Well, just all their engineering and stuff.
That goes back to 1916. But you know, even the Roman Empire use different clocks given different times of the year. So this goes way back. Benjamin Franklin wrote an article on it in 1784.
For it?
Yeah. So the concept of this kind of has been around a long time. I'm glad this knucklehead didn't get his way. From New Zealand, he suggested setting the clocks ahead 20 minutes on each of the four Sundays in April.
So for a whole month, you didn't know what time it
was. That's right. And then set them back by the same amount each year for Sundays in September.
Oh, my goodness.
So what does that give you? 8 different time periods, time zones in 1 year?
My brain's not that. Well, they didn't have as much flying at them. I guess maybe it was all right.
Well, that was back in 1905, and they didn't have good enough communication with New Zealand and the rest of the world to get that idea launched. That would be insane.
So is that what chaps you, just daylight savings time, having to adjust your clock?
That's a big part of it. You know, like Romy always says, you know, follow the money. Who makes money off of this scheme?
Well, I don't know, but they've done several health studies on daylight savings time, and apparently it's pretty bad for your health.
Is it really?
But in the first day or two.
It is for me. It gets my blood pressure up.
Well, in the first day or two after it goes into effect, there's a 6%, these studies they've done, they all look pretty legitimate, I don't know. But the first couple days, stroke is up, people having strokes is up by 6%. Workplace, they studied some minors, and the workplace injuries were up by 5.7% the first couple days afterwards.
Minors like guys that work in mines?
That's right.
Or minors like young kids?
No, minors like that work in mines.
Okay.
You can't see the light at all at any time of the day. I know. How does that affect them? Right.
Those guys got to be whacked out time-wise anyway.
Well, and car crashes are up. So, and people with sleep deprivation anyway really suffer with their memory, performance, and concentration. But all I have to say is they must not.
There's the answer right
there. That's your problem.
There it is. You nailed it.
You don't sleep, and that's just one more thing. But these people they interviewed or studied must not have been parents, because parents are sleep deprived all the time, and they, you know, they flux all the time. Their days are different depending on how long the kids are up at night.
Oh, I can remember how many times I got up in the middle of the night with the kids.
Do you remember that, Romy? Daddy rocking you in the middle of the night? All right, he's not going to get involved. I know Romy's mantra. Don't put me in the middle of this.
Well, speaking of following the money, the second thing that has me super, super chafed up is Congress.
You're not going political this morning.
Just, oh,
it's
I'm gonna say early. I'm going to say one thing. Those knucklehead, arrogant politicians in Washington, D.C., arguing about what kind of health care I should have is the equivalent of them telling me whether I can have a bicycle or a skateboard while they fly around in private jets.
Okay.
I think they ought to have the integrity to say, look, whatever plan we come up with, we're going to abide by it ourselves. But they voted themselves into this royalty package, and I thought we fought a war to leave royalty across the big pond, didn't we?
Okay.
Chafe. Chafe, baby. But I can't afford to get chafe. I can't afford to go see my doctor. But doesn't that burn you up? They're spending all this time trying to say, you're going to drive a Ford, you're going to drive a Chevy, we're going to fly around in the jets. Burns me up. Does it burn you up, folks? And then they called me last night at home. What time was that? 9 o'clock they called at home? And they want donations. Yeah, I gave them a donation.
Well, what do we got the rest of the show, babe?
Chafed. I got to get off my chafedness. We have a lot coming up this show.
Well, I would say the first thing I would do if I was there, I would take
there
away.
In D.C.?
Yeah. Okay. I would take away their lifetime pensions.
Absolutely.
And immediately put that into the VA. I mean, you'd solve so many problems at the VA overnight by just ripping the
guts right out of them. Yeah. Just disembowel all of Congress of their special little privileges they voted for themselves. Mm-hmm. It's sickening.
It is.
It is so un-American. It just chafes me.
No wonder so many people want to get in this special group.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. That's why you spend millions and millions of dollars to
get elected.
To get elected. So you can just vote yourself right into that position of lap of luxury.
Other news, the sun's up.
Sun's up.
Sun's up. It's
beautiful.
It's a little bit of a overcast. I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Did you see the moon going down as you were coming in this morning?
Through the clouds.
I know it was
through the
you.
Clouds, yeah.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
And, you know, not only did we have a great horseback ride this week, but that hike up Barnhart Trail was pretty spectacular. Romy, have you ever hiked up Barnhart outside of Gaisela?
It has been a long time, but yes, I have.
Every little crack and crevice in the mountain was flowing with water. It was like one waterfall.
Haven't
after
seen
another.
That part.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
I put a couple pictures on Facebook last week because it was just so lush, and the green was just like pop. This amazing green, shades of green. There was moss and ivies and all kinds of
it's a nice
ground
little
cover.
10-mile round trip. You know, I think it's about 2,600 feet elevation change. So it's a good little workout, training hike for the Grand Canyon coming up in Memorial Day.
But
so.
You can do an hour, and it's not brutal. There was older people doing that first hour, and at that hour point, you can see waterfalls coming down. You can look out and see out over the mountains, a good full view.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful trail. If you haven't tried it, don't. I want it to be my trail. But it's the Barnhart Trail up the backside of the Matazel Mountains, just before you go into the little town of Rye, Arizona. But that was a beautiful hike. It was so beautiful. Mom and I think we're going to get up Sunday morning and go do it again.
Oh, nice.
Yep. It was really pretty.
Not hard to get to.
Oh, no. 1 hour from the house.
Nice.
Hour and 10 minutes drive time to get there.
Now, from that area where y'all were, do you see any burns spots left? Or
you can see
a lot of the burns.
There are a lot of charcoal skeletons. As a matter of fact, we were walking by one, and Mom even mentioned, "Wow, that's the biggest piece of charcoal I've ever seen." And it was the remnants of a big juniper tree that had burned in that what started, I think, as a Cave Creek fire.
Was that the Cave Creek Complex? That was not the Cave Creek Complex fire.
Or they burned the same year, I think. That goes back to about 02 or 03, maybe.
Oh, this was a couple years ago. When it burned from like Payson.
The one out by Charlie's house.
Yeah, that was we were still officing on Gelding.
We're gonna have to look up the fire. the Cave Creek Complex fire, yes. That was that long ago. But this was another one in the Sierras, just within the last 5 years.
The Sierra Anchas? Or the Matazels?
Matazels. Because it had just happened when we were doing the Crawfish Festival, which was only 4 years ago.
I'm blanking out on that one. Okay.
On that one. Let's just hope we don't have another year of fire with all the beautiful things growing.
Well, speaking of fire and speaking of water and all the moisture, we have a special guest coming in the next segment.
We do. Ms. Donna DeFrancesco, Conservation Coordinator of the City of Mesa, is going to be here to talk us through landscaping. She just does a wonderful job. She'll inspire you. You'll want to get out in your yard. It's the perfect time of year to get set for the growing season.
We talk all the time about how important it is for us to conserve water here living in the desert. And with this wet, moisture winter that we've had, some of us may have the tendency to get a little lazy with our water conservation. So we're going to bring Ms. Donna in and have her talk us through what we can do. If we all saved 10%, every household in Arizona saves 10%, it's enough to give water to a city of 300,000 for an entire year. If we all just save 10%. I haven't had my sprinklers turned on except twice since the middle of December. So I know if we get our water bill, we're going to show huge savings. 70 to 80% of all the water a typical home uses is outside on the landscaping. So we'll have Miss Donna come in and give us ideas on how we can cut that down.
She's got some good ones.